Hello, my name is Bungie Elcote, and I'm an artist in residence at The Dump. We're making thongs out of recycled materials, so I've been wandering around the dump shop and having a look at all the recycled materials that I might be able to use. So we've got a real broad range of different stuff, from fabrics and vinyls and some leather and recycled sort of car mats, a bit of carpet, some AstroTurf. So we're going to mix it up, and I've got some different types of glue that glue different types of things together, and see what creative ideas people come up with. But, you know, simple thongs.
You can just make one out of leather. You can still use that same design.
What are the steps to making a thong?
Starting with a pattern for your sole, possibly a midsole, and then your straps. From there, you're going to be cutting out your sole pattern, your midsole and your uppers, your straps, and sewing them together possibly, or just gluing them depending on what materials and stuff you're using. Yeah. So today we're not doing any sewing, unless people are doing hand sewing. We'll see how far they get. But yeah, just getting in lots of cutting, putting holes in things and riveting them together and gluing.
I've always wondered for a shoemaker where thongs stand in the hierarchy of shoes.
Well, I guess if you were maybe talking to a shoemaker from down south, it might be a different story. But up here, I think thongs are the way to go.
Thongs are king?
Yeah. Iconic kings.
What kind of thongs have people made in the past with different bits and pieces?
All sorts, out of old handbags or fabric remnants and stuff like that that they like and they'd like to maybe use a little bit. You don't need to have a lot to get an effective sort of use out of it. So, yeah, and then making different shape thongs, different purpose thongs, inside thongs, outside thongs, in the shower cleaning thongs.
Casual thongs, formal thongs.
Exactly.
Are all these thongs designed to be worn, or are there some that just might be an object d'art for the mantelpiece?
Some might be object art, and, you know, some might not be, you know, meant to be worn outside, or maybe, who knows, just worn in bed.
What's the most outrageous pair of thongs that you've created?
Outrageous pair of thongs. I don't know. I just love using different fabrics and different materials and stuff like that and putting them together and things. I mean, you got to stay to the basic thong pattern, I think, you know, otherwise it becomes a sandal and then that's something else.
Oh, so the rules of thongs. Explain the rules of thongs for me.
Keep it simple, you know, it's a basic recessed in between the toe and, you know, at the back. Anything other than that and it becomes a sandal. Some people who are participating today might take it further, might warp into the world of sandals, but, you know, I'll try and keep it simple thongs and we'll see where we go, but it'll be interesting to see what people come up with.
You just do these two straps and then have another.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, if you want to, it's the same thing, like, you could just get either.
What are you making here?
Or get some string.
I think it's a grassy thong.
You've got that old grass from a butcher's shop or something there.
Oh, it looks like it. It probably is.
How do you reckon Dad's going to go?
Good.
Have you ever seen him make shoes before?
No.
Oh, well, fingers crossed for him, eh?
I'll do your shoelace up, don't I?
Yeah.
And what are your ideas for thongs today?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to go for the, what is that? Is that snake skin or?
Yeah, or faux snake skin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's a brilliant red, so I think that might suit your outfit as well.
I thought that's me, so yes, I think that's what I'll be doing.
And any embellishment?
I'll probably be happy to stick to the standard model. This is creative enough for me at the moment.
You could just get either a piece of paper or get some string and get an idea of how long they need to be on your foot and just put them.
How did you get into making shoes?
Well, I was inspired by my great-grandfather, who was a crocodile shooter up here, and he caught some crocodiles and made them into handbags and shoes for his wife and her sisters, and I inherited those handbags. And so it was sort of like there's a little bit of an interest in leather work and stuff, and then I had a background in graphic design, so sort of I already had a bit of a design bent, and then slowly shoes started to kind of creep in there. And it's just wonderful because you don't have to update computers, you can use 100-year-old tools, and I love exploring new things like recycled materials and just all the different things, and it's practical. You can wear them.